No, let's see. Take off the headset, please. It actually goes around the back of your head. Nothing goes over the top of your ears. I don't know why I have a strap here. These both kind of go around the back and these go over your ears. A little bit further forward.
Forward.
Yeah, so that they sit on top of your ears. What's that?
You okay?
It could just be.
Is that okay?
Oops. That looks all right. All right. Okay, well, I'll let you take it from here.
All right, so start of the first meeting. Right, so agenda of the first meeting. Where we have 25 minutes for this meeting. We have to get acquainted. So, does anyone want to say who they are? Yeah, senior, sensible.
I'm Robin, I'm the marketing manager.
I'm Louisa, I'm the user interface designer.
I'm Nick, I'm the industrial designer.
And I'm Alistair, I'm the project leader. Alright, okay, so tool training. Project plan. So does anyone have any thoughts as to the tool training that is required?
I'm not exactly sure what you mean by tool training.
Nor am I.
Just go forward with the slides. This is just an overview of the slides.
Oh, I see. So we shouldn't really be...
Right. So you'll talk a little bit about the project, and then you go on to the next slide, and then that'll tell you, give you some information.
Okay, so we have a project aim, which is to basically to come up with a new remote control device. We have starting base was the original, which has been in existence now for a period of time, and our idea is to make the new remote control device more user friendly than the previous one, and to be trendier, to be with it, and therefore to get a bigger market share and bigger audience. So, the method of doing this is split up, as you can see, into the functional design, the conceptual design, and the detailed design. So in each of these phases we'll basically be handing over to yourselves, the designers of this this device, and having meetings so that we can during the course of the day come up with better implement than we had before, and therefore have a successful conclusion to the thing. And you'll be doing various designs throughout the day to meet this end. So we've got tool training. Try out whiteboard. So we're on. Right, so basically everyone's to supposedly draw their favourite animal over on the whiteboard over there. I guess this is make sure the whiteboard works. So I don't know who wishes to go first.
I don't mind.
Have a first bash yet, whatever.
Right now, you think?
I would guess. Oh, already.
You've lost your microphone.
Oh, technical problems.
Here we
I mean, you designers are meant to come up with this.
Okay, I think that I would have to say that my favourite animal is the cat. Little smiley cat there. And this would be because they're very independent, they're very intelligent compared to dogs, maybe. And they can be very, very affectionate. Some people don't think so, but I know very affectionate cats. And they can look after themselves.
Next.
Yeah.
Shall I move that out, actually?
Yeah, marks are just a compression. So you're just doing the face.
That's quite good.
Well, I don't actually have too many pets in my friends, to be honest with you. Anyway, not to worry. So what my daughters have got at the moment is they've got a few fish. Too difficult to draw. As you can see that my artistic work is mixed as well. Anyway, one of the best things about fish is that they don't really take too much looking after, because with most of the animals, if you're going away on holiday or whatever, you've got to spend money or get a friend or whatever to just look after them for you. Whereas if you've got fish, you just got to put food in a dripper. freezing over the couple of weeks that you're away, and change water every couple of months, and buying a few plants. So other than the fact they keep dying, fish are not are reasonable pets in that they're no need pets. Right. Right, okay, so work has been done on this project whereby €25 is the expected samples. That information has come from our marketing manager here. So we're looking to sell internationally, not just in Europe. We're looking at having the production costs limited to 12.5 euro per unit, and therefore making a profit margin of, well, not actually a profit margin, it's, because obviously you're going to have overheads and various other costs to take from that to give you a profit margin per unit. And so depending what the overhead costs are, will determine how many units we're going to sell, or projecting to sell at this point in time. So, screens with remote control, first ideas, new remote. So, I guess we're looking at having a discussion at this point in time to help you folks design our new model, as it were. So, any thoughts?
Maybe trying with some remote controls, the buttons are a little small, they're quite hard to press. So maybe we can look for something over there. Just press the button. That's always the main function.
Okay, so basically we're looking for we're looking for a device that is robust and not for and get damaged too easily. We're looking for a device that is what was the other thing you said there?
Sort of easy to use, and then that is accessible. As easy to use ANSI.
ANSI. Okay.
Can I just check? Is this just a television remote? Because a lot of systems are kind of TV video combined now, or TV DVD combined.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the most annoying things is having like five remotes in a house. So if you've got a combined system, it could be a combined remote.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it just a television that we're supposed to be doing?
Basically, I'll get back to you on that. It just seems to me sensible because, as you rightly said, there's nothing more annoying than having three or four devices littered about the room. And, So, a device for all remotes.
So, this one upside down.
Okay. Yeah. One thing we found in the market research is that people often get confused by the number of buttons on the mobile. This is quite often lots and lots. And sometimes remote controls defeat their own purpose because you're sat in a chair and the remote is somewhere else in the room. So whereas in the past you'd have to go to change the channel, now you have to go to sort of pick up the remote. So we need to sort of maybe think about how we could maybe develop a remote control which moves around
through.
That's maybe something for the future when you can talk to a television.
Yeah. And in a sense, it's mutually exclusive. You can't have both the one device and then have few buttons on it, because you want simplicity as well. You want any idiot to be able to use it.
Yeah.
Whilst at the same time you want, as you're right saying, one remote for all.
Mm-hmm.
And so these are probably mutually exclusive options. And you could argue that experience of using devices and similar devices, as people get more and more used to using remotes, therefore they're more okay with handing them, therefore you can make them more complicated as time goes on.
Maybe we could have better instructions with remotes, or are we just doing the design of the remote control itself, or sort of the instructions that were coming?
Instructions.
Yeah. I mean, we've done some research about sort of, you know, what the cutting edge sort of handheld devices are. And a lot of them sort of use, you know, they're like mini laptops.
Mm-hmm.
So it's possible that we could devise a system where you're basically sort of holding a miniature computer which is controlling all your sort of your television, your stereo, and where, you know, if you buy a new thing, then it's sort of, you can link it to that as well, maybe.
Okay. Well, we've got 5 minutes before the end of the meeting, so we have to start winding up. Is there next meeting in 30 minutes?
Okay.
So, right, so we've got ID, the, come on, hold on.
If you just click the time, get rid of the message. Just hit return and it should get rid of the message.
Oh, there it goes. Yay! That's what we're looking for. Right. So, we've got function. What happened to the...
I think that might be back to the start. If you grab the kind of slide to the left and pull it down.
Yeah. Right. Sorry about that. Okay, so we've got the working design. Functions design, marketing, the user requirements specification, specific instructions sent to you about your person by your personal coach. So, we all clear what objectives we're looking to meet in the next 30 minutes,
mm-hmm.
And I guess I'll try and write up some minutes of this meeting to give to you for the next meeting.
I'm not exactly clear on what we're designing the remote for. Is this a multifunctional one, or do we decide that ourselves as we go away and work on it?
I think you just said at the start it was a television remote control,
television.
So maybe
right.
We should just stick to that unless we get told otherwise.
That's true, because during the course of our day we might make decisions based on information or meetings that may change where we're going, but at this point in time I think you're right. Make it just a TV. Okay.
Okay.
So, we'll depart. We'll stay here and break off. And I'll do minutes. And I'll see you in half an hour.
Okay.
Okay.